We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Andrew Skousen. Joel will be away until the 24th of this month, but his son, who actually works with Joel on accumulating and getting the information up on the website at World Affairs Brief, Andrew's here this morning to keep us abreast of the latest issues. So, Andrew, without further ado, why don't you pick up the story this morning? What are we going to be covering?
You bet. Good to be with you, Dr. Tim. Well, although there's been plenty of news coverage about this issue already, we thought that we would weigh in and try to help our subscribers understand a few of the facts that perhaps aren't being reported about the Gifford shooting. So almost every part of the story has been thrown on the front page of all the news outlets as a left-leaning press works to make the utmost of this tragedy. There has been, it seems to us, an all-too-predictable attempt to tie the shooter to talk radio and right-wing rhetoric and to use this tragic incident to push for dangerous legislative solutions to violence, such as, of course, more forms of gun control and safe zones around congressional representatives, or worse. The evidence, however, doesn't support either the claims nor these politically charged reactionary proposals. What it does point to is a growing trend among problem American youth to become involved in a combination of drugs and dark, satanic-induced emotional depression that allows them to be prompted and driven down a path to gun violence and suicide. First, let's briefly review and critique the establishment take on this tragedy. Shooter was Jared Lee Loeffner, a loner from a good family who developed antisocial behavior. He shot Representative Gabrielle Giffords in the head while at a meet and greet at a local grocery store in Tucson. In the melee, he killed 6 people, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl, and wounded 14 more before wrestled to the ground by bystanders. There was an immediate attempt to turn this incident into a general condemnation of every movement or commentator who had ever criticized Gifford with an imagery of armed force. One of Sarah Palin's website pages was criticized because it put targets to indicate politicians who voted in favor of the onerous Obama health care reform bill, including Gifford. Palin was even criticized for using the analogy, "Don't retreat, reload." Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com elaborates, "In their classless urgency to exploit Saturday's tragic events for political gain, establishment media and Democrats have attempted to pull a mass hoax on the American people by blaming right-wing rhetoric for the massacre. Even as the facts confirm that shooter Jared Lee Loeffner was a pot-smoking left-winger who worshipped skulls, burned the American flag, and listed the Communist Manifesto as one of his favorite books. Even as Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupick implied that conservative radio and television talk show hosts were to blame for the shootings that killed 6 people and critically wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, it began to emerge that the gunman was a left-wing high school dropout who liked to smoke marijuana and read Karl Marx. Despite the fact that Loeffner's former classmate described him as quite liberal and left-wing, the New York Times, Washington Post, along with a host of statist blogs like Huffington Post and the Daily Kos, were beating the drum for so-called right-wingers to be politically silenced in the name of toning down the rhetoric. Watson's point is well taken. Loeffner's beliefs were all left-wing and relatively unschooled and incoherent. In fact, he only cried out for a defense of my rights and the Constitution when attacked and isolated for his constant rejection, which was due more to his antisocial behavior than his incoherent ideas. Despite the fact that the ideological left claims to be as concerned about government infringement of rights as our constitutional conservatives, there was indeed a one-sided pointing of fingers by CNN pundits in this case, in particular attaching his defense of rights to a conservative extremist mentality, which was totally contrived. On this note, the FBI uses and funds the leftist Southern Poverty Law Conference to keep a database on all potential domestic dissidents. But given the bias of the SPLC, this amounts to just tracking right-wing dissidents and, to appear balanced, a few token environmental extremists. One thing is for sure, if the FBI and the SPLC can't find Loftner in their database, then he hasn't been active in what they consider right-wing organizations.
Well, you know, I really think that... go right ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, well, Mark Podock, chief spokesman for the SPLC, admitted he was looking but didn't have anything on Loftner. He said, he certainly sounds like he's gone off the deep end, but at the same time, he is mouthing some rhetoric that is quite reminiscent of the anti-government movement. But it's hard to know what to make of his ideology, Podock said, coming up empty. The Department of Homeland Security was one of the first off the starting blocks to connect Loftner to the extreme right, saying he was connected to a purported anti-Semitic group known as American Renaissance. DHS refused to produce any evidence of that, however. Speaking in Tucson, FBI Director Robert Mueller evaded answering a demand for evidence on the American Renaissance connection. Lots of notes that the FBI is notorious for using white supremacists in its covert operations. The agency paid radio talk show host and blogger Hal Turner, for instance, to make racist and anti-Semitic remarks. Yesterday, you had some information about Hal Turner that I hadn't heard before. Can you reiterate that, Dr. Stan?
Well, Hal Turner was a right-wing extreme, he was making all sorts of... he was on a radio program, and he was on YouTube, and he was making all sorts of inflammatory statements. And if you may have seen him on YouTube, he was showing an Amero coin a couple of years ago, and this coin was all minted and ready to be circulated, and the North American Union was here, and we were losing our freedom. And it turned out that this man was making all sorts of racist and violent remarks, was an FBI informant, paid by the FBI to be on a radio to inflame the people. He was an agent provocateur funded with your tax money. You would think the FBI would have something better to do than to try to incite hatred in America. But that's what their agent was doing. And, of course, he got into trouble with... he was sued for some of his remarks. And his defense was, I work for the FBI. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing they did with the Ku Klux Klan, the same thing they did with the Communist Party. They were largely funded with your tax money. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Andrew, go right ahead with your discussion of Jared,
great,
the shooter.
Well, thanks. We were just covering some of the cases of the FBI using or in paying white supremacists that were actually FBI agents, and you had given a good background of Hal Turner. In fact, in addition to back up what you were saying, the record of Bergen County reports, Paul Joseph Watson, in 2009, that the agency paid Turner thousands of dollars, according to Assistant Special Agent in Charge Amy Pickett, who is the third highest-ranking FBI official in New York City. Turner was involved in national security intelligence. In the 1970s, the Church Committee hearings and internal FBI documents revealed that more than one quarter of all active Klan members during the period were FBI agents or informants. We point out that they weren't just there as behind-the-scenes informants about people, but they were actually acting as agent provocateurs, trying to goad the Southerners into committing acts of violence on blacks.
They were actually goading people and trying to get them to commit acts of violence. These were people paid by our government, and that's exactly what they're doing with the Islamic movement in America here. They're going into mosques. They're actually encouraging people to participate in violent acts, and then when some stupid people do, why, immediately they're arrested. But it is the government that is actually promoting it. If there's really a danger from terrorism in America, why is it that the FBI is paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars to goad others into acts of terrorism? And they study all of these arrests across America. And almost everyone, with the exception of the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, and the smoke bomber of Times Square, almost all of them had a direct FBI handler in this country who was encouraging them to commit acts of violence. Now, as far as the underwear bomber, the smoke bomber, and the shoe bomber, all of them, of course, got their bombs made overseas by somebody who was obviously working for the government here, because none of them went off. They sent this young man to Pakistan to learn how to make a smoke bomb. And he set off a smoke bomb in Times Square, but one that would be sure not to explode. Same thing would be true with the underwear bomber and the shoe bomber. Both of them were given bombs that were designed not to go off, because you can't set off plastic explosives simply with a fuse. They knew that, the people who built them. They were obviously government agents working overseas in Pakistan or Yemen, building those bombs. But the whole idea is the impact on the minds of the American people. Oh, we're under attack. We're a tremendous danger from the Islamic terrorists. Now, not that there isn't danger. There are Islamic terrorist training camps in America today. They tie into a place called Islamburg. Islamburg, look it up on the Internet. I'll look at the work of Dr. Paul Williams, who we've had as a speaker and as a guest. And there really are terrorist training camps where ex-felons are being trained in the use of automatic weapons and fanaticism as far as radical Islam, all funded with your tax money. So these people can be used when the word is given. But certainly we know that the government does this sort of thing. In fact, you know, what the most interesting part of the whole story, Andrew, at least as far as I'm concerned, other than the fact that this young man was deeply involved in the occult, and he had a shrine with a human skull there, and he was associated with a rock group that was burning the flag and hate America, and very, very obvious he had emotional problems. But the person who has been selected as his attorney is a woman named, I believe it's Judith Clark, who just happens to be the woman who was selected to defend Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, the fellow who was sending bombs through the mail to people all across America. Now, in her defense of Ted Kaczynski, she never once mentioned that he had been trained and brainwashed by the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm not saying this is true with Jared. We don't have any information. But we do have information about how she withheld that information in her defense of Ted Kaczynski. There's a book written all about Ted Kaczynski. He went to Harvard. He was recruited into a CIA mind control program where the whole idea was to destroy his faith in God and in family and country. It was the CIA mind control program. What can you do with some man's mind? And poor old Ted joined this, and they wiped him out. This was the CIA mind control program at Harvard. And, of course, after they destroyed his faith in God, family, and country, and got him to hate everything, and to hate the military-industrial complex, then they turned him loose, and what did he do? Why, he acted out his hatred for the military-industrial complex. This was never brought out at trial by the woman who defended Ted Kaczynski, who just be happens, out of all the lawyers in America, to have been the man who was appointed to defend Jared, the shooter, Arizona shooter. Isn't that interesting? I don't know what its significance is, but it's mighty interesting. But you go ahead with the story, Andrew.
No, I completely agree. That's a very interesting point that that we didn't cover this week in this story. That's about to watch the developments there and see how that legal defense goes and whether it just turns into be a cover up on both sides again. Right now, we were looking at some of the aspects of mind control associated with this story, and we've got some. There's definitely a historical precedence for this. In cases like this, it's worth reviewing some of the factors that lead to high-profile killings. Paul Watson looks at the issue of mind control and reviews the historical case of assassins under mind control. He says, Wassner was a U.S. military recruit who was obsessed with mind control, mirroring the circumstances of many other mass shooters in history. Wassner's YouTube channel contains several rambling text-based videos which discuss his fascination with mind control. The New York Daily News reported today that Wassner would often raise the subject of mind control and behave in odd ways in front of his classmates. One of whom said, as soon as the teacher started going over the syllabus, he had this outburst out of nowhere, didn't even raise his hand, and started asking the teacher some sort of weird questions about whether he believed in mind control, said classmate Alex Katonius. That's the pattern we saw in the Columbine High School shooting in 1999, and it turned out that the shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, were on psychiatric medications. They, like Lochner, had antisocial behavior, wore weird clothing, dark clothing, and were into the occult. We're not sure about the mind control theory by others. Neither parents nor friends can document any time that Lochner disappeared from sight for several months, which is what usually happens when CIA patsies are being drugged and manipulated with hypnosis. John Hinckley, who shot Reagan, is one of those cases. He disappeared underground for 2 years, only showing up once to make an appointment at a psychiatrist's office, which later helped his handlers pre-prepare him for an insanity defense. Paul Watson also talks about the case of Saran Saran, the fall guy in the Robert Kennedy assassination. He says, although Saran was blamed as the lone individual behind the shooting, forensic evidence that emerged in 2008 confirmed that he did not fire the fatal shot. We comment that, in fact, the police recovered 13 bullets out of the walls of the hotel kitchen area in Kennedy's body. Saran's gun only held 8 shots. Thanks for the tip about that yesterday, Dr. Stan.
Yes, and the bullet that killed Bobby Kennedy came from behind. It was shot. It was fired, according to the pathologist who did the autopsy, and it was a very reliable one, basically from about an inch and a half away behind the right ear. Now, of course, Saran Saran was standing 3 or 4 feet in front of Bobby Kennedy. The bullet that hit Kennedy and killed him came from behind. So obviously there was no way that Saran Saran, standing in front, could have shot from behind, but that didn't matter. That was never brought out at the trial. We had a patsy. It was Saran Saran. We had a patsy who killed John Kennedy. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. We had a patsy who killed Martin Luther King, his name was James Earl Ray. There's always a patsy there that is blamed for the murder, but he's not the one who really carried it out. Standard pattern, standard operating procedure. Go right ahead.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, as the London Independent reported in 2005, evidence strongly indicates that Saran was a Manchurian candidate, a victim of mind control who was set up to be the fall guy for the murder. Saran was described by eyewitnesses as being in a trance-like state as he pulled the trigger. Saran's lawyer, Larry Teeter, said, "There is no way Saran killed Kennedy." Teeter filed the lawsuit to preserve the pantry for further forensic examination. "He was the fall guy," he said. "His job was to get busted while the trigger man walked out. He wasn't consciously involved in any plot. He was a patsy. He was unconscious and unaware of what was happening. He was the true Manchurian candidate." Peter does not know for certain who hypnotized Saran, but he said, "I know it was done. It was consistent with the U.S. government's program developed by the CIA and military intelligence to enable handlers to get people to commit crimes with no knowledge of what they are doing." We note that mind control requires a handler and a period, to break down the person. The CIA's MK-Ultra mind control experiments were only a partial success. Yes, they were able to mind control a certain percentage of subjects, but only the ones with emotional problems and weak, passive characters. Even then, they had to use torture, abuse, and drugs to break them down and get them into a low state of submission. Their handlers couldn't let them back into society without constant supervision and mood-altering drugs, lest they regain normalcy. No such constant control was observed around Loeffner. There was an initial report of another person of interest, a rather shady-looking older male, that was seen with Loeffner as he approached the event. Some immediately hypothesized that this might have been an accomplice or handler in the case of mind control, but it wasn't. It turned out to be a taxi driver that drove him to the area. Before I jump into what we also think were contributing factors about depression and satanic influence, I think I'll cover right now some of the interesting points. One of the most interesting and disturbing aspects of the initial blame that was placed on right-wing rhetoric came from a local sheriff. I think this is a very telling point here. Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik criticized people who are making a living off of inflaming the American public, he said. "When you look at unbalanced people, how they respond to the vitriol that comes out of certain mouths about tearing down the government, the anger, the hatred, the bigotry that goes on in this country is getting to be outrageous," he said. "And unfortunately, Arizona has become sort of the capital. We have become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry. End of quote.
There's now that is the sheriff, and that is the very sheriff who had been notified that Jared, the shooter, had actually made threats against Gifford, the congresswoman, and the sheriff had sent out and investigated Jared, and knowing full well, if they had talked to him, they must have realized he was mentally imbalanced. Knowing full well he was mentally imbalanced, and he had threatened Gifford, what did the sheriff's office do? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And now the sheriff, the same man, is criticizing Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh, and they and their rhetoric are responsible for the murder. And yet his office had investigated this mentally unstable man who had made threats. Is he trying to draw attention away from his own rhetoric, or is that in some way the sheriff's office refused to take action against this man who had actually made threats, and they knew he'd made threats against the woman he shot? I mean, there's something very wrong with this story, especially the fact that he would be condemning Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh for his own dereliction of duty, or maybe it wasn't dereliction of duty. Maybe he was playing his part as well. But you go right ahead, Andrew.
Yes, I agree. This I think, is the key aspect of the shooter's, the Gifford shooter story, that really needs to be investigated in further detail. I mean, this is really where the rubber meets the
road. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and 2 blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Andrew Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. Andrew, would you like to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to World Affairs Brief?
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. World Affairs Brief, of course, is a weekly news subscription that comes to your email box each week, usually on Friday, and covers several of the news stories that are most important for us to understand. As Dr. Stan calls it, the news behind the news. We and our researchers work hard to pull together all of the alternate news outlets and compile them together to fill in the blank spots that are so common in the news. You can get a subscription to this by logging on to www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word. So www.worldaffairsbrief.com, and there you can find not only some of the most current news stories and links to them that we're currently reviewing for the upcoming editions of our brief, but you can also find links to gain a subscription to that service. And one of the news stories that we found is actually backs up a lot of what we were talking about just before the break with Dr. Stan about Sheriff Dupnik. James Kelly, writing for the Chola Jumps, has an interesting story about this. The sheriff has been editorializing and politicizing the event since he took to the podium to report on the incident. His blaming of radio personalities and bloggers is a preemptive strike because Mr. Dubnyk knows this tragedy lays at his feet. His blame. Six people died on his watch, and he could have prevented it. He needs to step up and start apologizing to the families of the victims instead of spinning this event to serve his own political agenda. Jared Loughner, pronounced by the sheriff as Lochner, saying it was a Polish pronunciation. Of course, he meant Scot or Irish, but that isn't the point. The point is, he and his office have had previous contact with the alleged assailant in the past, and that is how he knows how to pronounce the name. Jared Loughner has been making death threats by phone to many people in Pima County, including staff of Pima Community College, radio personalities, and local bloggers. When Pima County Sheriff's Office was informed, his deputies assured the victims that he was being well managed by the mental health system. It was also suggested that further pressing of charges would be unnecessary and probably cause more problems than it solved, as Jared Loughner has a family member that works for Pima County. Now, this is significant because it shows that officials knew this guy was mentally unstable and a threat and did little about it. We think that this is the core issue of this story that is not being focused on. Media has said that his only run-in with the law was on a drug paraphernalia issue. Not so, according to these witnesses. Unfortunately, the spin continues in Washington now. Democrats didn't waste a day in seizing upon the shooting of the congresswoman, and the fact that she was female and Jewish gave them a double cost to defend, and the other victims to toss into the hopper a new gun control bill. Representative Carolyn McCarthy, a rabid anti-gun representative from New York, introduced legislation to start by banning high-capacity magazines. Of course, a single-shot weapon could have still done the damage to Giffords. Once again, we see how an unarmed crowd is really the cause of concern here, since they were no match for somebody with a gun. I mean, even if you have all these people against one, if that one has a gun and the rest are unarmed, that's the real problem. Of course, that's how McCarthy would have us all be. But as we've seen in history of gun-controlled countries, the criminally minded will always gain access to guns. After all, if you make a law against guns, well, it's going to be the unlawful people that will continue to have them, since they're not obeying law. Representative Peter King, a liberal Republican from New York, is planning to introduce legislation that would make it illegal to have a gun within 1,000 feet of a government official. Now, this law would be very problematic and difficult to enforce, let alone trotting on law-abiding concealed weapon permit holders, who could have provided a valuable defense in precisely this kind of situation. Fortunately, there still isn't a broad groundswell for comprehensive gun control, but they're still trying and working toward a piecemeal. Linda Feldman of the Christian Science Monitor writes about this. Many Democrats in both houses of Congress, including Congresswoman Giffords, favor broad gun rights, and so passing legislation that limits the size of ammunition clips could be an uphill climb.
But you see, Andrew, this whole thing is simply a cover-up. Oh, we've got to do something. Well, why don't we simply start posting in our schools the Ten Commandments that say, thou shalt not kill? Why should we give young people hope? Give them hope and realization that each one of them is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. This country, a free society, can exist only when you have a moral and religious people. You're either going to have people who are moral and religious and will do the right thing, or you're going to have a dictator. There's no two ways about it, and our country was made for moral and religious people. They never anticipated that the liberals, and it was the liberals who took God and prayer out of our schools without any justification at all, other than to create a situation of moral anarchy. The Masons, members of the secret society, dominated the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And at their feet, we can lay the responsibility for taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools And it's on that basis, it is the liberals, those people who have a different agenda, who hate God and who hate Christianity, who are responsible for this. And instead of putting ourselves on the defensive to defend the right of people to carry guns, that is guaranteed in the Constitution. If you don't believe in the Constitution, if you hate the Constitution, then we ought to take the guns away from everybody. But then who will defend us? Certainly will the sheriff there from the county who wants to blame Rush Limbaugh for his own dereliction of duty, is he going to defend us? What we need to do is go on every talk show program in America and say Congress can pass legislation tomorrow if they're really concerned about the shooting of Gifford, and simply say we're going to post the Ten Commandments in schools and the Supreme Court can't do anything about it. And I would say that 95% of the people in this country would support an idea of posting the Ten Commandments in our schools and in our courthouses. And if Congress had the courage and they really want to do something, then let's post the Ten Commandments. I think it's a wonderful idea to tell our young people, thou shalt not kill. Don't you? Go right ahead.
Yes. In fact, that's the key there, is that the solutions that people should really be looking at are not to ban guns, but to increase the moral status of all of the, especially young people that are coming out of the public social school systems. In fact, it seems like more and more of the proposals that are coming out of Washington are completely going off in improper directions. In fact, there was one by Pennsylvania Representative Robert Brady that wants to go even further and suppress critical rhetoric against government. Now, this would be dangerous to...
Hold that. We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Andrew Skousen, filling in for his dad, Joel Skousen. Andrew, go right ahead.
Right. Well, we were talking about some of the false solutions that were being batted around about this issue. And we were talking about a bill by Pennsylvania Representative Robert Brady that wants to go further at suppressing critical rhetoric against government. Brady's bill would make it a crime for anyone to, quote, use language or symbols that could be seen as threatening or violent against a federal official, including a member of Congress. And we commented, imagine a world where criticizing a member of Congress with the language, throw the bums out, is viewed as a physical threat punishable by law. Well, as we were talking right before the break, you know, there's quite a bit of false solutions that are being portrayed about this issue, but it seems like if you look at the history of people that have been involved with these kinds of shooting, it's more caused by the degrading morality in American culture and by psychotropic drugs. Paul Joseph Watson notes something that we've also covered in past briefings. He says, in fact, numerous public shootings have been carried out by those who are either on psychiatric medications or who have recently stopped taking them. We note that these are the same conditions that also correlate to a high rate of suicidal thoughts in people and have been well documented with many of these drugs. Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, both of the Columbine shooters, talked about how their world had become like a dream where they couldn't tell the difference between the dream world and the waking world. Those are now virtually the same words as Jared Lee Loeffner, who in his various ramblings talked about when he talked about sleepwalking during the day and conscious dreaming. He actually said conscious dreaming, but that was a mistake of printing or of his spelling at a time.
Well, of course, he was a heavy pot smoker, and certainly this has a profound impact on your mind, and so does being involved in the occult. And he was obviously involved in the occult, identified with occult rock music, and of course, this rock music can have a profound impact on your mind as well. He was a deeply troubled young man, known to be menaced by the sheriff because he had threatened the congresswoman before, and yet the sheriff does absolutely nothing. And you have to ask yourself, why? And then why, out of all the lawyers in America, would they choose Judith Clark, Ted Kaczynski's, the Unabomber's lawyer, the woman who defended him? Why would she be chosen to defend this young man? Go right ahead.
That's right. Well, we don't think that mood-altering drugs alone will lead to this kind of behavior. In fact, mood-altering drugs don't always lead to antisocial behavior. We find, though, that there's kind of this deadly mix of mood-altering drugs and a predisposition to evil conduct, which is fairly easy to see in Harris, Klebold, and Loeffner. The two Columbine teens had a long pattern of bad attitudes and aggressive dominant behavior that developed over time and wasn't caught or disciplined by their parents. Chronic bad attitudes are a telltale sign that the person is allowing Satan to inspire and tempt their actions, and it's being allowed by them to take form. This pattern of willingly allowing one's mind to be taken over by dark thoughts and obsessions is correlated to the use of mood-altering drugs, because these drugs, in our opinion, alter one's ability to sense the warning signals of conscience, you know, the angel that kind of sits on the other side of your shoulder in the classic imagery. Most psychologists, of course, won't accept or even mention the workings of conscience, but we think this is something that's very real that everyone experiences, though not everyone recognizes it as such. In our opinion, it's not possible to prove this in a physical sense, but this is what my father says about this. He says, I believe conscience works. I believe that there is a receptor in the mind whereby we can receive divine inspiration and help. The ideas are formulated in our minds in their own language and grammar, making it difficult to distinguish it from their own thoughts. I think for testing purposes, the Lord designed it that way so that it wouldn't be obvious that we are getting external help and guidance. The most prominent signals from conscience that can be perceived as external help, the most prominent signals from conscience that can be perceived as external help are when we suddenly get reminded of something we forgot or need to do. The most common signals from conscience, however, are of two types. nervous feelings about things we are thinking about or intending to do that aren't right or not quite right. And second, the pushing feelings and reminders, trying to get us to do things we know we should do but don't feel like doing. Both these feelings may prompt us to stop what we're doing, and in that case, in that way seem negative, but they are blessings in disguise. If we get into the chronic habit of disregarding warnings and promptings, our sensitivity to conscience can be degraded and quite significantly, and we will eventually, of course, receive the direct consequences of doing wrong actions. On the other hand, these feelings can be enhanced by recognizing the subtle hand of God in our lives and having a feeling of thankfulness toward Him. So how can we work toward improving things for our kids in the future? I think that there are very telltale signs, in this case, of someone strongly under the suggested power of Satan. He doesn't have a lot of influence on the mind through depression, except through depression if we allow it to get started. People do willfully go down the path of darkness, abuse, and evil acts, and become captured by their lack of discipline to resist and pull out. So we recommend that parents should not be permissive in tolerating a steady downward slide toward bad attitudes, excessive gaming, late-night wandering with friends. Watch for signs that a child is succumbing to these powerful and degrading peer pressures by wearing weird clothing or outward signs like multiple skin piercings, tattoos, signs of drug use, etc. Don't let this happen in your family is what we're encouraging to take away from this story in the news. Don't wait until they're up against the law enforcement. The only way to really turn this around is with the power of families and better moral values. And we really think that's the takeaway message here.
Okay, we're out of time, Andrew. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Birthday, Dr. Sam.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy this. Andrew will be with us. Joel will be back on the 24th. Now, basically, there's an element of this whole tragedy everybody's ignored, and that is that there is a spiritual world out there. There is a supernatural world. And certainly, if you read the writings of Corrine McLaughlin, who is associated with the Lucius Trust, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, these people have bookstores in every major city in America. They're called metaphysical bookstores. Go in. Read and look at the books. Don't read them because they'll be bad for your mind, but understand what the battle is. And if you read Corin McLaughlin's material, she will tell you that the people, millions of people in America, who embrace the occult supernatural world, had been praying that Barack Obama would actually be elected president for years. So there is a spiritual force behind Barack Obama. And certainly there is no question that Jared, the shooter, was involved with the occult. He was into this occult man. We'll be doing a program next Monday morning on this with our good friend William Kennedy, who's done some excellent research on the background of this material you're not going to get elsewhere. But if you don't understand the supernatural world, you can't understand what's going on. We have a talk. It's called The Dark Secret. It's the talk we gave at the Radio Liberty Conference in October. And if you didn't get there, or if you'd like to get the CDs of the conference, they are available either individually or get them all at a reduced price. We have Dr. Paul Williams. Dr. Paul Williams talks about the Islamic training camps, where they're training radical Islamic converts here in the United States, felons routinely trained with the use of automatic weapons. You say, that's crazy. You're absolutely right. It is crazy, but it's true. And you can go up on the Internet, look up Islamberg. And then Dr. Williams' newsletters, Paul Williams, there's his letters, his blogs. He certainly has worked with the FBI for years on various aspects of terrorism. But, of course, on this, the FBI is told not to do anything. They're not to stop 60 or more of these training camps here in America. He talks on that. You want to hear his talk. You want to hear Dr. Ayoub on the danger of the aluminum and vaccines, Sheriff Mack, Michael Shaw on ICLEI, and then my talk on the dark secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get my three little pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're just compilations of my newsletters. Of course, you can get it on our website as well for free if you want to get them and pull them down. We welcome you. You can copy anything on my website. We want you to get the information out. Now, of course, we could use your help financing what we do. And if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection as we reach out every week to over 60 outlets telling people about what's really going on behind the scenes. Because nothing is as it appears to be. And behind everything going on, powerful spiritual forces intent upon bringing about a one-world government, destroying Christianity, because that's why they took God, prayer, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why there's an objection to the cross being anywhere where it can be seen, an intense hatred of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, until Monday, this is Dr. Stan. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help,
call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. At the same church where mourners gathered for the funeral of 9-year-old Christina Green yesterday, another victim of Saturday shootings in Tucson, Arizona, will be mourned today. Security is expected to be tight for the funeral of federal judge John Roll, with many of his colleagues among the mourners. Doctors hope to have Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford sitting in a chair sometime today. The Arizona lawmaker is pleasing doctors and her family with how well she's been improving after being shot in the head last Saturday. Retail sales are up for a sixth consecutive month. The December boost was helped by big gains in sales of automobiles and furniture.